escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Folks, one of the things that drove the Russia collusion hoax, the endless lies, was the fact that Obama's CIA director, John Brennan, and Obama slash Trump's FBI director, James Comey, were on the television constantly on the mainstream media, which was much more powerful then. There wasn't anything to counter it. Now we know the FBI was also censoring us, too. We didn't know that then. And they were on the television all the time. Oh, yes, we need to investigate this. Russia put Trump in office. Yes, we can tell by looking at him that he is a Russian stooge, a dupe. He was recruited by the KGB. Remember when those articles ran in foreign newspapers but got picked up here? Oh, yeah. No, the KGB, put it in, The Guardian. KGB recruited Trump 40 years ago. He's been a Russian spy ever since. In retrospect, it's hilarious. I mean, it is full-on cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. But it was very real. Went on for almost 3 years. And now we're finally seeing the declassification of the truth. And we're also seeing that the hoax is still ongoing. The first guy, Devin Nunes, who remember was the chairman of the Intelligence Committee in the House, back when he was a Congress member, said over the weekend to Maria Bartiromo, what you're seeing now, I saw in 2017. We all did. What? Wait, I'm sorry. Okay. Trump was sworn in 2017. Because remember, the election was 2016, right? A lot of people think he was sworn in 2016. No, he wasn't sworn in until 2017. Wait a minute. Stop. You on the Intel committee saw all of this that we're seeing now in 2017. Yeah. So you knew the Russia collusion hoax was fake. Keep in mind, Republicans controlled that committee. Republicans controlled Congress, not Democrats. Yeah. No, it was. And you couldn't say anything because they had classified the truth. There was no Russia collusion. Russia didn't use a bot army to try to influence the election. Russia, to the extent they cared at all, who won, thought it would be Hillary. And do you remember when Devin Nunes came out, he couldn't say what was in the report. But what he did do was go to the White House and warn them, hey, this Russia collusion hoax stuff, it's a hoax. In other words, he went to the White House, Trump was in the White House at the time, and said, hey, listen, this is what we have. It's all fake. It's just classified, so we can't tell the public. They've hidden their crimes behind classification. Do you remember what the reaction to that was? I had forgotten this. And Nunes was reminding everyone over the weekend. He was punished by Republican leadership with an investigation, ethics investigation. They told him to step down. No more chairing the Intelligence Committee. We can't have you telling the truth about Russia and Trump. So understand, this hoax cuts both ways. The then Bush-controlled Republican leadership, even though Trump was president, was very much invested in this lies. Well, the whole deep state was. And Nunes says, you are finally seeing this intelligence. That's how corrupt the deep state is and how long it has been. Take a listen. Devin Nunes over the weekend, he says, look, folks, we got to get these people because this hoax is still ongoing in one form or another.
It's important to remember that this is an ongoing conspiracy. It hasn't stopped. And the people that have hoisted this on the American people for the last nearly a decade have never paid one price, and they're continuing to do exactly the same thing that they've done for a while. Now, look, at the end of the day, the American people rejected it. They overwhelmingly elected Donald Trump to be president of the United States. And the president has asked myself and all the people that he's put into these intelligence roles and these law enforcement roles, he just wants it cleaned up after all of this, after all the country's been through. What we'd like to do, and I think what the president really wants, is to clean up the FBI, clean up the Department of Justice. And part of that is having accountability for the people who perpetuated this ongoing hoax.
Nunes talked about what he thinks the Mar-a-Lago raid is actually about, that 40-page annex that's now declassified that has a lot of this, including the fact that Comey covered up Hillary's crimes by simply classifying them, the 8 thumb drives, then turned around and launched the Russia collusion hoax investigation into Donald Trump to cover up Hillary's crimes. Yeah, that's what just got declassified. Nunes believes the Mar-a-Lago raid was to try to get a hold of copies of that intelligence that Trump actually left office with. They were so afraid that you would know what they did.
Why was there a raid at Mar-a-Lago? What led to that raid? What led to the appointment of that special counsel? What the hell were they doing at Mar-a-Lago? What were they looking for? This was an unprecedented act in U.S. history where the Department of Justice raids a former president's home. But that raid on Mar-a-Lago wasn't very long ago. That was an attempt. Whatever they were looking for, whatever scheme they had cooked up, whatever they were looking for, they didn't find, clearly. But that was to try to stop President Trump from being reelected.
Unbelievable.
That's all it was. And so there's a lot more to do with that. I'm happy that the Justice Department has this strike force. And look, I'm going to, as chairman of the President's Intelligence Board, I'm going to try to get out as much of this information and get it declassified as possible.
So you believe that they raided Mar-a-Lago because they were looking for this? They were looking for the intelligence community assessment, your report on Russia's influence campaign targeting the 2016 presidential election. That's why they raided Mar-a-Lago.
I believe it had to be one of the things that they were looking for. Because, look, that report is pretty damning. If people take the time to read it, it's 45 pages. It's spent, we had a dedicated team that spent nearly 2 years down at the CIA looking through this. It was blocked from getting out. And the reason that report is so important, right, that's, let's just dumb it down, simply put, we went through every single piece of intelligence that existed. And if anything, it was clear that if Putin was going to do anything, he probably wanted Hillary Clinton to win. But in fact, if you just apply a little common sense to it, the fact is that nobody around the world thought that President Trump was going to win in 2016. Same with Vladimir Putin. He didn't either. And so when you go through that, that was the intelligence. Every piece of intelligence that existed is, we went through it. It's in that report. And so, and what do we know? What do we, after all this, after all, Trump and Russia and collusion, the two people that didn't collude? Trump and Russia. That's what we found out. We know that Clinton colluded. We know the DNC colluded. You had John Podesta on earlier, sitting there lying on television.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, what a contrast. What a contrast between the way mass stabbings end in the UK and the way they end here. It's huge. In the UK, they've been disarmed. Illegal immigrants have the run of the place, and they're very stabby. They like to make you bleed. And as women and children have been knifed in public with no ability to fight back, it's the leftist way, the European way. Some of them have died tragically. Outrage has ensued in the UK. If you followed any of that last summer, there ended up being riots. So how does a stabbing go in the UK? Like, say, at a, I don't know, the equivalent of a Walmart? How does that work? Well, the person, usually an Islamist, goes and stabs and murders some people to make a point of some kind. They're unarmed and thus must just try to shield themselves with their hands or whatever they can get their hands on. Then, when the public, outraged, takes to the streets to demonstrate, they fix it by censoring the public, raiding their homes for what are called hate-filled social media posts. Any criticism of migrants, migration, or violence by migrants, even if it is correct, that's mostly who's doing this in the UK, is censored. And we just saw over the weekend the fall of Europe and the announcement in the UK that there will now be a national police force dedicated almost entirely to silencing people through raids on their homes who criticize the migration policies of the party in power or who just criticize the politicians of the party in power. You're watching the UK turn into China. And a point has to come where I don't know that we'll have enough in common to even be allies anymore. But that's not how stabbings end here in America. No, it's a very different story. Here in America, where we still have the freedom to draw our firearms, although the Democrats are trying to get rid of that, you watched a group of men pursue a stabber who'd already stabbed six. Pursue a stabber and subdue him by themselves before the police arrive. This is at the Walmart Supercenter, Traverse City in Michigan. Horrifying mass stabbing. Among those recognized for their courage, Derek Perry and a guy by the name of Matthew Kay, two veterans, apprehend the 42-year-old suspect after he attacked 11 people inside the store, leaving six victims in critical condition and five others in serious conditions. The video is glorious. Why? Because we're allowed to own a gun. We don't have to defer to stabbers in this country. Now, if this was the UK, it would have gone differently. The stabber would have probably hit twice, three times as many. Anybody angry about it who talked about it online might be censored, might have their own home raided in response, but not here, not now. And so you saw Matthew Kay, whose last name is not being released, he's a Marine Corps veteran, went after the guy with the shopping cart, knocked him clear on the ground. And then you saw the other veteran who's now being hailed as a hero, Derek Perry, who was armed. And look, folks, what a display of just absolutely amazing and wonderful male toxicity. Bringing this guy down. A woman who was at the Walmart with her fiance when the attack happened said bystanders were confronting two of the people as other were comforting two of the people stabbed as other customers chased the attacker out of the store and eventually held him in the parking lot until first responders arrived. It was very panicky. It was very scary, said Angela Helfrich. I've never witnessed anything like that, and I've lived in Traverse City my whole life. I was way too close. That could have been me or my family. I feel awful for all the victims and their families. One poster wrote, in a classic glorious display of instinctive toxic masculinity, two strangers work together to nail the savage. Again, something that's not possible in Europe and really most other places. But it is here, and we need to hold on to that. Texter writes, hey, Tira, on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 800-905-0989. Give it time. White college educated women will put an end to American males allowed to fight back. Texter writes, Tira, well, all of this is kind of interesting. Absolutely nothing will happen to the elite. I repeat, nothing will happen to the elite. It does not matter what they've done. Well, here's what I would say to you, okay? And Devin Nunes was trying to explain this over the weekend. We've never gotten this far before. I get to, you know what? I had my last call of the last show last week was Richard. He was very upset. And he said, listen, nothing's ever going to happen to these people. Not to John Brennan, not to James Comey, not to Hillary Clinton, not to Barack Obama. And I said, listen, let's just rewind for a minute. March. A year ago, Donald Trump is facing 700 years in prison. Looks like there's no way out of any kind. All his trials, or the bulk of them, are scheduled before the election. He's such persona non grata that none of his family members are allowed on Fox anymore. They've been banned. And when he stands out in front of the courthouse, he's alone. There's nobody with him except Secret Service. Nobody wants to be seen with him. He was a pariah. That was March. By May of last year, y'all, he was convicted of 34 felonies, May of last year. And there were still more registered Democrats in this country than Republicans. Elon Musk hadn't built his registration system that revolutionized voter registration yet. That wouldn't start for two more months. It looked impossible, but it wasn't. That's where we were, folks, a little more than a year ago. So I would say have patience. Have patience. We, as Devin Nunes explained over the weekend, they hid their crimes behind classification. They hid Hillary's, but they also hid the fact that the Russia collusion hoax was fake. Republicans in Congress knew it in 2017. It's taken this long to get the intelligence out, even though Trump declassified it more than once. This is something we haven't done before. We had to get the crimes out from behind the classification they hid them behind. They're out now. It took seven, eight years. We're making progress. Just to be able to show the public this was fake, just to be able to show the public what they did, is something we haven't gotten here before. This is a first. So people saying, well, it's like everything else, they'll get away. No, it's not. We've never been here. We've never done this. We've never gotten this far for that annex to be there. And by the way, they're saying all of it's coming out. There's still more documents coming this week. Will they be convicted? That depends on their ability to corrupt the system to pick the judges and our ability to get these trials. Cause there's going to be, indictments are coming. Absolutely. Indictments are coming and there's going to be trials. Whether they win or we win is going to depend on how well the Democrats are able to manipulate the federal court system, get the judges they want, and get it in the jurisdiction they want. We better have a plan for that because they're going to cheat like they do with everything else, like they do with lawfare. But folks, at a minimum, if we can get these guys into court where the rules of evidence support the truth, where you can't censor stuff with classification and say, hey, you can't see it, you got to take our word for it, it's going to change everything. Even if we don't get convictions, but we can merely bankrupt Comey, bankrupt Brennan, it's going to be a sign to everyone behind them, hey, maybe this isn't worth it. Maybe it's not guaranteed I'll get away with it. Maybe I'll spend the rest of my life in a poorhouse after my trial. Maybe stop meddling. using the intel state to help Democrats win in ways that break the law. This is, folks, this is the beginning, I'm telling you. I don't know if we'll win, but we've never gotten this far before, and that makes me feel really good.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tact shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.